Welcome, friends. If you ask me which is the sector which has significant presence from foreign players in India, is the medical device sector. Significant percentage of the market is dominated by the foreign players when it comes to medical device launches or availability in India, be it surgical procedures, be it medical procedures, or anything where a patient is exposed to a healthcare service which requires diagnosis or management of the ailment he or she is suffering from, medical device has a role to play. That is why, as we discussed in the previous podcast, that foreign manufacturers would have to strategically think and plan to launch their product in India. So let's discuss about medical devices per se from product liability regime point of view. So Ishika, I just want to understand from you, what documentary practices should companies follow when introducing a medical device into the market in India?
Thank you, Dr. Antani. So for background, the Consumer Protection Act 2019 lays down certain situations under which a product manufacturer would be liable for product liability claims. Two significant ones to consider here are: one, if the product does not conform to the express warranties that are made in relation to it, and two, if the product does not contain adequate instructions on the correct usage that would guide the patient or the professional who is using it as to how to use it correctly and what the risks of not using it correctly would be. Broadly, there are two buckets of medical devices that one would need to consider. Medical devices that are intended for the end consumer, so the patient. For example, thermometers or blood glucometers. In such instances, it's important that the instructions that are provided alongside the product contain sufficient details on how the patient is supposed to use the device. The manufacturer should also be very mindful about the express warranties that they're making, and that includes the description of the product, the information relating to the make and model, because if the specific product does not conform to it, it would amount to, it would give rise to product liability action. If the product is intended to be used by a medical professional, for instance, an implant which a surgeon would surgically insert into a patient, and the patient themselves would not have access to the instructions on how to use it, and it would have no consequence to them, the instructions are comprehensive enough for the professional to receive sufficient guidance. In addition, the manufacturer can also provide training on how the device may be used. It is also a possibility that the manufacturer includes a statement of information that the doctor can then relay on to the patient, which may be relevant for its maintenance or to prevent deterioration.
Thank you, Ishika. I think you touched upon very important points on services and what exactly the companies need to be aware of or careful of. Now, two things really come out when we talk of product liability. And when we talk of liability, either it could be a service or it could be a product. Now, Varsha, routinely, the healthcare service providers are involved in various procedures, be it a minor or major surgical procedures or medical procedures that involve medical devices, which is a product. And what Ishika also just mentioned, that what companies need to be aware of. One thing I think is important to understand: what is service and what is product. Can you tell us what is the best approach to manage the intersection of product and the service when it comes to healthcare services performed using these products?
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Milind.
So, for background, in India, healthcare has, in the Indian courts have held healthcare to be a form of service, and therefore a patient always dons a cap of a consumer even when it comes to any form of a healthcare service, and the doctor is always considered to be a healthcare, to be a service provider. And to this extent, since the 2019 regime has kicked in, there has been a demarcation in terms of product liability. So essentially, service providers, manufacturers and sellers are independently liable to the extent of their roles to play in terms of providing either the product or the service. When it comes to healthcare services and any sort of medical management, typically by virtue of the healthcare professional or the doctor being a service provider, they are liable to the extent of the service provided by them or the medical advice rendered by them. But the lines are blurred in certain under certain circumstances, for instance, like you mentioned, with respect to surgeries and medical procedures. Often there are certain products also involved. There are products that doctors and healthcare professionals typically use. So circling back to the example that Ishika provided in terms of like an implantable device, the service of the doctor would always be the service of performing the surgery, of implanting the device into the consumer or the patient. And in terms of liability, or to look at it from the perspective of product liability, the doctor can always avail certain defenses that the product itself was of substandard quality or not conforming to certain standards that is required to conform to under medical device law. Or alternatively, the doctor can always claim a defense that there were no adequate instructions provided in terms of use or the risks associated with the medical device itself. Or the doctor could also avail the recourse that all of the instructions and all of the caveats that have been provided by the manufacturer or the seller in terms of usage of the device has been complied with, despite which there has been an error in terms of the procedure or in terms of the effect on the consumer or the patient itself. So these are some factors to consider, but these are again things that have to be looked at on like a case-to-case basis, because when it comes to healthcare services where we're talking about an involvement of a product, potentially the manufacturer and the seller's liability could also kick in.
Fine. So it's very interesting. And now what I see, that when a particular liability, or say for in this example we are talking about product liability, I clearly see two regimes playing role, be it regulatory law or be it a consumer protection or a consumer law. Is it a hare and tortoise game? Maybe yes, maybe no. So Darren, I just want to understand whether there is any overlap between consumer law and a regulatory law for medical devices especially. And when we talk of liability, the biggest thing that comes up for any industry player as well as the consumer is compensation. So do you see any overlap between these two laws with reference to compensation when it comes to medical device liability?
Thanks, Dr. Antani. So in the current scheme of the law, there should not be a intersection or an overlap between the medical device framework versus consumer protection law, primarily because today the compensation that can be provided within the medical device regulatory framework is limited to issues that can arise from clinical investigations. But once the product is in the market, and if there is problems in that product that are discovered later, the medical device regulatory framework will not be the port of call for a consumer in terms of recourse, at least in the form of compensation. We did see this pan out in some situations over the past couple of years, and there have been deliberations within the government, especially at the CDSCO level in terms of introducing a post-approval compensation framework for medical devices to deal with this particular gap within the medical device regulatory framework. But in the meantime, the Consumer Protection Act of 2019 does provide for an avenue for these kind of consumers to receive compensation in the event of a product liability claim, especially in the event of a product defect. So where one law has somehow been found lacking, the consumer law actually has filled that gap. So the question really now that comes up is, if both laws were to eventually have the same compensation framework, does that mean that consumers will have two separate and parallel avenues to initiate action for compensation against the same claim? Ideally, the answer should be no, but it's something that we will need to also see from a jurisprudential perspective as we move forward.
Thank you, Darren. I think what we covered today was how the product liability regime, with reference to whether it is a general regulations or consumer protection regulations, which has seen a new version recently, and how it really affects the medical device sectors. So what comes out is that industry players need to be watchful while launching their products in India and using and selling their products in India, especially when the products are used by surgeons or physicians or healthcare service providers, and how it can be managed to manage a compensation that can really happen. So wish you all a great time having in India with your products, and keep making difference to the lives of the patients in India. Thank you very much.